The FT.
The Bank of England has just announced new rules proposing a restriction on bankers' bonuses for top managers, particularly looking at clawing back for up to 10 years bonuses that were paid when there have been serious examples of wrongdoing. I'm Patrick Jenkins, the FT's financial editor. I'm joined by Caroline Binham, the FT's financial regulation correspondent, to talk about the issue. This is going to be something that's really hated by the city, isn't it, Caroline? Bonus restrictions, there have been plenty of them, both through Brussels and through the UK regulator. This is yet another kick for them.
I think it's certainly part of a swathe of measures designed to improve accountability right at the top of banks. And of course, it comes hot on the heels of what's known as the senior managers regime, which is where senior managers are essentially liable to fines or bans if something goes wrong on their watch. So it's all part of that tone from the top that we've been hearing so much about. And what's certainly true is that the measures announced today are some of the harshest that we've seen around the world, far more rigorous than what the EU minimum requires, which is about 40% of bonuses to be deferred over a three-year period.
And this idea of clawback, of course, is something that was introduced in the aftermath of the financial crisis, initially looking at, you know, 1, 2, 3 years of clawback. To take this to 10 years, that is quite extreme.
It is extreme. And as you say, there's a sort of been a one-upmanship to up the stakes there. But I think what's certainly true, if we look at LIBOR and Forex rigging scandals, these are all pretty historic events that only came to light several years after the initial wrongdoing allegedly took place.
So just a final question, who is this going to apply to?
This applies to all lenders, building societies, and what's known as PRA designated investment firms. And that includes UK branches of overseas headquartered firms as well. The senior managers regime taken separately applies to about 57,000 people. So to be determined whether these new rules apply equally to quite so many people, but certainly the very top tier of those most important lenders will be seeing these new rules come into play next year.
Thank you very much. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy the FT's Banking Weekly. It's presented by me, Patrick Jenkins, the financial editor at the FT, and I'm joined by a team and an external guest every week. You can find this every Tuesday at ft.com/podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.